Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the world. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North America, South America, and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very grateful to be with everyone here today. And today, ACC News really brings you another wonderful show. And we have many people waiting on cue right now. We have back with us our wonderful and inspiring guests. We have intuitive therapist and spiritual healer, Marilyn Isaacs Kaufman. And she is the founder of Marilyn Isaacs Kaufman Center of Peace. And to everyone out there today that is listening, to the people that are waiting on cue, people that are basically seeking answers for their life. Again, please grab a seat, listen in very closely, because Marilyn will be sharing a lot of valuable information with all of us here today. Now, it is now Tuesday, the 18th of April. The year is going by very quickly. But I would like to remind everybody tuning in, especially the people that do live overseas in different time zones, if you miss any portion of our segment today with Marilyn, it will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. So please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. If you're a big part of social media, just about everybody in the world is now. We're also on Facebook. You can listen to the show live from there. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also on the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. And I know we're on limited time. We have many, many people waiting on cue right now. So what I would like to do, again, is give you a quick about Marilyn. To everyone out there that would love to know what the future holds for them, and people that would love to really get the answers in life that would lead them to the right direction. And with over 46 years of professional experience, world-renowned clairvoyant, intuitive therapist, and spiritual healer, Marilyn Isaacs Kaufman, helps many people like you, and again from all walks of life, uncover the keys to their happiness and really open the doorways to achieve a better living. So to our audience today, I am very proud to present to you intuitive therapist and spiritual healer, founder of Marilyn Isaacs Kaufman Center of Peace, Miss Marilyn Isaacs Kaufman. How are you doing today, Marilyn?
I am wonderful and so happy and blessed to be with all of you, and I can feel all the wonderful energy already flowing out there. And yes, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
We're very happy to have you. And again, we have so many people waiting on cue to speak to you. And before we actually do get to the callers, can you very quickly explain to the audience, who exactly is Marilyn Isaacs Kaufman?
I'm what all of people could be people. I'm not here to be worshipped, to be just a conduit for you. I'm not a channeler. I came in with what was called conscious recall, but I believe everyone can achieve a certain level of conscious recall. What does that mean? Being present, actualizing all of who you are. Instead of thinking of things as separate, that past lives or I'm channeling this or this isn't me or something happened to me in the past, that we have this illusion of separation. So when I chose to come back into this current life, I consciously remember my birth, where I was, and lots of the wisdom and lives I had before. And what I do with people is, in the moment, help activate their own memory. I reflect your story to you. And I want to remind everybody, it's been a very rough time. The last 3 or 4 years for people on this earth were being forced to heal. And the last few months, there's a lot of, you keep pushing through your fear and know that you are safe, you're loved, you're not alone. And because we're all going through this together, I think everybody feels alone. This is the big common theme right now. People feel very alone. But yeah, we have to heal our codependence. It's like learning how to be alone without being lonely, right? So once you push through your fear of death, your fear of being alone, you're never alone, and you never fear death or anything again. So it's like that right now. So know that everybody's, we're all in the same boat. You have these moments where you get it and things are so clear and it's like you feel elated, and then a minute later you start to remember things that, oh my God, why did I do this and why did this happen and blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
And yeah, we all, trust me, all of us. And you just keep pushing through that, and the more you push, guess what? It's just like birth. You give birth to your new self, but it's really your true self. It's really who you've always been. And you get all the trauma and the negative energy, and you start to remember and bring all of your abilities instead of all of your hurt and pain into this life. So that's what I do.
Yes.
Every day for 46 years.
And that's truly amazing that you've been doing this for so long. And it's probably the reason why we have so many people waiting to speak to you today. So I'm really going to try to get to some of these callers.
Absolutely.
And
jump right in.
Yes, and to everybody waiting on cue, again, please sit tight. We're going to try to get to as many people as we can. Let's take our first caller here. Can you please give us your name and let us know where you're calling from? And I believe this is Mrs. 8. Okay, one second.
I know, it's a
Hello?
Technically interesting time.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, can you please give us your name and let us know where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Annette calling from Boston.
Oh, hi, Annette.
Hello,
how
Annette.
Are you?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
Really, really well as well. As well.
Good. Boy, I don't know what to ask you.
Do you have a Michael or a Robert, any M names or R names around you that are significant anywhere? Before I heard your voice, this might be for another caller, but I don't think so. For some reason, keep this name, Michael. Definitely the Archangel Michael's connected with you, with your energy field. But keep the name Michael and Robert. And I think they kind of come in separately, but then together. If it's not anything you can think of now, when I pick up on names, they're usually very accurate. They'll be around you within a matter of days. It's not like years off or something. So just tune into that. And you've been at a really big crossroads, is what it feels like to me.
Yes.
And is that correct?
Yes.
Major crossroads. So what you need to do is notice in your life what keeps repeating over and over again as lessons, and know that you have a conscious choice to, with this crossroads, you don't have to keep reliving the past. You're done.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what that means, without going into all your personal life. You're ready to be done. You're ready to be whole from within. You're ready to have no more negative people, negative relationships. You've had very draining negative experiences with relationship stuff, right?
I love it. I didn't know what to ask you, so.
Well, but you didn't need to. See, Holy Spirit told me what to say to you, right? There you go.
Yes.
And I feel a healing balm coming into your heart, and I really mean that.
Amen.
And it's really important to know that the inner soul, we have an inner soulmate, we have an inner beloved. And the more whole we are from within, then we will attract that in the outer world. So let go of your fear. Let go, surrender and say, you know what, I know the right person, right people are going to be around me. And let them come to you and be willing to surrender and let go. Why we have pain is when we have attachment. We have attachment to people and things from the past that are negative and positive. And we think we're never going to have this again, or this won't happen again, or the negative will happen again. And that keeps us, blocks us from having good things come in as well, right?
Yeah.
So let go of all those old memories and know that you have a clean slate. Because I'm serious about this. I feel very clean, new energy coming in.
Yes.
And start to value yourself and be good to yourself.
Yes. Oh, my God, this is beautiful.
And again, thank you for calling in. Hopefully, again, that does help you. And again, that was incredible, Marilyn.
Yeah.
But again, thank you again for calling in. And again,
please
get back to us in the future.
And I'll send you lots of love and healing energy. And we'll give my number out later, too, because I do private sessions with people. So,
Oh, excellent. Very good.
Okay, thank you.
You just confirmed everything. You confirmed everything. It's what I'm feeling, what I'm experiencing.
I'm sure Marilyn has a lot more information from you. Again, but please tune into the show, and you can get her number at the end of the show.
Okay.
I will.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Thank you. Bye. And we will go to the next caller. And to everybody waiting on cue, we want to get to as many people as possible. Please have your questions ready. And we are going next to our 520. Hello, can you please give your name and let us know where you're calling from?
Yeah, I'm Lisa from Arizona.
Wow, we're getting east, west, all over the place. All right.
I know. Okay, yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
You can go ahead and ask your question.
There's a very special retreat I want to go to at the end of this month, and it costs a lot of money, and I'm trying to find the money to go there. It's a very special healing retreat for where I'm at on my path. I mean, it's incredibly sacred and healing. Do you see that?
What I would
see
do
me
with
there?
That, this is the way things happen. This is the best way for this to happen. Money is energy. Turn it over to your higher self, to the divine plan, and say, if this is for my highest good, if this is the right thing, let this come into manifested form. Because there's many things that we have prayed for, we've wanted to have happen, and we push and push, and it may not be the right thing. And I'm not saying that that's this case, right? But the best way to not suffer about this is to surrender and say, if this is for my highest good, help me manifest a way to go to this.
Okay.
And know that if the money does not come, it wasn't the right time or wasn't the right thing. The interesting thing is, I feel like there's money. I feel like you have half of it, or you have access to maybe three quarters of it. Does this make sense?
Well, there's someone. Yeah, there's someone I can ask for the money. You know, kind of take out a kind of a mini loan.
But there's strings attached there. Or there's something attached there that you don't want to, I feel like you're not wanting to do that.
Well, and I will do it in this case. It's not that bad. It's not like I would have to sell my dog to this individual or anything.
Well, that's good. Just be clear on your motive and intention, okay? On your motive, on your intention, be clear about and clean with the money part, and it'll be okay. And what's interesting is that are there two or three different people presenting at this retreat?
It's the first time I've gone, and I kind of looked it over, and it was highly recommended by someone that I in the professional realm that I really trust, and I've looked at it, and they're high caliber, and it's just a wonderful healing it's a very sacred retreat.
Yeah, I do. I give a lot of retreats, and retreats are important for people. And I'm going to tell you something. There's three different people that you'll meet. You'll feel very connected with one of the main people, but there's two other people that you'll meet at the retreat. That sometimes we think we're going somewhere for one reason, but it's to get us there so other things will happen. And yeah. that's how that works, right? And I feel like there's a Joe or Joseph or there's a J name that kind of comes through really strong is probably one of the people that you'll make a connection
yeah.
with.
So you see me there. That's wonderful. I love it.
Yeah,
so
I really
see
do think you're going to go. And even if this person isn't willing to lend you all the money, you will, because it's really strange. It feels like you'll get three quarters of the money and then another quarter comes from somewhere else. But, yes, if you really want to go, you'll be able to manifest this.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, so just keep your motive and intention, you know, where you just pure and ask that only if this is for your highest good. Because we never want to push. We want to do the right thing that's within divine right order with our divine blueprint. It's always the best way, right? So sending
yeah,
you lots of good thoughts for that.
Yeah, and the Michael and the Robert, I can take that if that, yeah.
Okay,
when you were,
because I was wondering. Okay, you.
They're very close. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
that happens when all the people are in the queue. Lots of other people will start to come through, and it's hard. Okay, so you know I was about ready to ask you that. So, okay, good.
And then also, you know, what you were describing, and
yes.
for maybe most of us on the planet, you know, that really applies.
Good.
To me.
Thank you so much. Keep in touch. I'd like to hear about how
you're
doing.
Thank you very
goes.
Much
thank,
for
thank
calling
you.
In, and I wish you a
oh,
lot
thank
of
you
luck.
Thank you for having us. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely, and again, please tune into the rest of the show. You can get the opportunity to get Marlene's number and really speak to her and get a little bit more detail. But again, thank you again for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
And to the other people waiting on queue, we're going to try to get to all of you. If you hear your area code, I'm going to pick a few out, 631-402-908. I'm going to try to get to all of you. To everyone else, if you don't hear your area code, again, I'm going to try to get to you all. Just please sit tight. We'll go to our next caller right now. Mr. 631, can you give
yes,
us
hello.
Your name and where you're calling from? Yes.
Suzanne, Long Island.
Hello,
oh,
Suzanne,
hello,
Long Island.
Hi. My question, I just went on an interview today at about 11 o'clock, and they're going to tell me if I got it or not by the end of the week. It starts like May 10th. Do you think I got it?
You know, I really do. I think there were you and maybe three of you that was this like a second round or third round of something?
No, you only went on one interview. She's in the principal's interviewing today and tomorrow.
Maybe that's why I'm giving a 3-day. Don't get this. This is what I'm going to tell you. It's kind of interesting. I feel like if you may go through another round of interviews before getting like the absolute you got it or you didn't get it by the end of the week.
No, she only doing one interview.
Well, but I'm just saying, just bear with me. For some weird reason, I feel, this is what I'm going to tell you, is don't get discouraged if something, if you don't get a right answer by the end of the week or something, and they call you, it's a little off of the schedule from what they're saying. Because I feel like there's going to be some type of, I'll just say it plain out. I feel like there's three people, but I feel like you're going to be in the top three of who they want, right? I feel like there's someone that may be somebody's pushing. It's kind of like nepotism. I'll just say it. You know how sometimes you know, there's like a favorite horse in the race, but that's really not the right person?
Yeah.
So you'll see what I'm telling you. So just let this play out, right? And again, always pray for things like this. If this is the right job, right? If this is for my highest good, if this is the right thing, you want it, correct? So let go of an attachment to it. Because I will tell you, I do feel like there's a big, you will have a really good shift with what you want to do with work. So, but again, there might be something
if I don't
real
get soon,
then you're probably going to get this, but you're not listening to me. There's going to be
okay,
something.
Sorry.
It's like going to be exactly how you're playing it in your mind. Do you see what I'm saying? You may, even though they're telling you this is one interview, this is it, blah, 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 blah. There's just something because of the other things around it. There might be another direction. The same thing, it's still here, but it may not. So don't get hung up on, you know, what they've told you. I guess that's the point, right? But, yes, I do feel good about it because I do feel around that time in May that there is, like, a new job. So don't get discouraged.
Okay. I mean, they might, like, tell another school about me or something, or do you think it's going to be that one?
No, I think it could be this school. I just think that there's just a, you'll find out about this, too. Usually if I pick up on kind of interesting stories around stuff, so you'll find out. My stuff isn't like that, where it's like you could just make up something. You'll hear what I'm telling you, that, you know, that there might have been somebody that was, you know, somebody was kind of pushing, but that's not the right person. Yeah, because I think you'd be perfect for the job. I think that's why you're so
wanted.
And
really quick, do you see me getting a boyfriend, getting married?
I think over the next year, year and a half, a right person will be coming into your life. Yes, I do. So
you see marriage with that?
Yeah, oh yeah, it would lead to a marriage. Yeah, a right person that would lead to a marriage.
Oh, but I have to wait a year?
No. I said you will meet them within the next year. Within the next year, year and a half. So just heal yourself, go within, be step by step, and the right person will come your way. Okay? We'll send you lots of good thoughts.
Thank you.
Again, thank you for calling. Please listen to the rest of the show. You can get the opportunity to get Marilyn Lee's number, and she could really go into a lot more detail with you. But again, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right. And she really sounded, again, like a wonderful person. And even if you don't get this job, it sounds like there would be other things that maybe would be coming for in the future. So, again, thank you, Marilyn, for really sharing that with her. And we'll go to the next caller, 402. And again, please, hello?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, if you give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Sharon, and I'm in Nebraska.
Oh, wow. I'm in Indiana, so that's funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My ex had family. They were from Indiana.
Oh, that's so funny. Where at?
Right, let me think. Right on the border, you know.
Oh, okay. I'm right in Indianapolis.
Hamlet.
Okay. I don't, yeah.
Okay. And do you have a question for Marilyn today?
I've got a whole lot of things going on, but I'm kind of, there's been a lot of injustice going on towards me and my family, and I wondered if you see any of that clearing up and finances.
Yeah,
because
you felt
and
very
stuff.
Endangered by it, right? It was dangerous.
Yeah.
We won't talk about it on the air, but I feel it. No, I already felt it in my stomach.
Yeah.
No, and it isn't. There is a lot of injustice everywhere, but I feel this is—it's a persecution. It's things from another time and place, and when we have these things that come into our life, you can know that it's just a tip of the iceberg of a deeper, older thing from other times and places. So the best way to deal with this is not to polarize. But to go, and then, again, I'm not saying that you deserve this at all, but do inner work. Where did I first experience
mm-hmm.
this? Why is this in my life? What can I learn from this? How can I let it activate your fear, your anger, your outrage, your shame, your guilt, whatever, all of it. Don't judge it as bad or good
right.
what you're activated. Do the inner work. And I'm going to tell you very, very quickly, things will turn very fast. But the more you don't feel good, your family doesn't feel good about themselves, or plays into the victim, you'll get
mm-hmm.
victimized. You following me? The
mm-hmm.
more you can do that healing, you'll see it right away. And you can talk to people on a higher level, but you can't talk to the persecutors, the people where there's this big injustice, because I know it is. I feel it. Talk to them
mm-hmm.
on a higher level. Ask God to intervene. And it's like Jesus said, for your sake, forgive others. Because when we can't forgive, it's an open wound in ourselves, right? So,
you know,
again, really, it's hard, I know. Go ahead.
No, you're completely right. And I've kind of been thinking about that. And then last night I was thinking, not just, you know, I'm thinking this has got to be to teach me to forgive, you know?
Yes.
And then not just that, but not to judge, you know.
Exactly. Judge, be not judged,
myself.
Right? Because we don't
yeah.
always know. Most things aren't personal.
Right.
This is a scary thing. Most things that we experience are projections from people of their own pain, their own secrets, our own wounds, our own things.
Right.
And that's the big secret of the Saints and Masters is when you stop, we stop taking it personally. And you say, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Because in many, many
yeah.
cases, it really is. So you're in the right thinking. That's how Holy Spirit works. And that's how I always pray before I'm going to do these shows that the right people
right.
will get through. And you're already tuned in on a higher level with this. And I'm going to tell you, I feel like within 3 hours, 3 days, some things already will start to turn around. And over the next 3 weeks, there's something with a lot of these threes. It's just in the 3 months. There's something that you'll have a lot of peace very soon. And I think there's some hidden things that will come to the surface that will really help turn some things in a different direction for everybody.
You know, I was going to ask you that because it feels like there's something.
There's
actual,
hidden things
actually,
that need to
like
come out. And they will just pray for it.
Yeah, that's hidden.
Well,
I mean, that's what I'm feeling. Does it?
And I'll give you my number because I need to give it anyway. It's 317-259-8001, 317-259-8001. Yeah,
everybody listening,
that's for everybody. That's
that
my
number.
Main number. That's my number in the centerpiece here in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yeah.
So,
cool.
We'll talk later.
On time as well, but again, please give her a call and reach out to her. And we want to try to get to as many callers as possible. So, again, thank you very much for calling
sure,
in.
Sure, thank you.
And from what it sounds like, it's
well,
definitely
going
to work out for you. So, I wish you a
yeah,
lot of luck.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
Great. And we'll go to the next caller, 908. Please let us know your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, hi, this is Carolyn. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hello, Carolyn.
Hi. Well, first thing is I could identify with Michael and Robert.
That's so interesting because I know they sound like common names to people, but anytime I pick up on
yes.
names, there's always a right thing with it. So, yeah. And
beautiful.
Yeah, okay.
So, Dan, I have
this
a question. I'm organized.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. She has a question.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
I was just thinking to myself, you were the person that she was probably feeling on cue with the connection to those names. So it's really amazing that you could connect to that.
Oh.
But you could go ahead and ask your question.
Okay. So I'm organizing two live spiritual events, and I want to promote it really well, market it, so I can bring in 200 people for each event. What do you see? I know it's going to be successful, but do you see me getting this number or better? Thank you.
Well, it's interesting because I wouldn't even limit the amount of people, right?
Yes.
Spread, just turn it over to Holy Spirit and say you want the right people there. It's like many times
yes.
when I speak, I don't care if 1,000 people come or if one person, I want the right people to be there for the things, right? And I
yeah.
used to. It's funny because I used to go to New Jersey and New York to do work and to do workshops and do different things and do private sessions. I feel easily 150, and I think of the good people. And so you don't. Sometimes
yeah.
you know, we can get numbers, but you know what I'm saying to you.
Yes, I do.
You want the right people, and I also think there's something you're going to shift around with who's going to be there. As far as, like, the event you're planning. There's
yes.
been some scrambling around with who,
yes.
with people. And the reason there's a
yes.
lot of this, and there may be even somebody that drops out that you may be relieved about. Does that make sense? I feel like
it happened this morning. It happened this morning.
Oh, good. Okay. So you know what I'm speaking about. We'll go into details.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like something took. Because somebody is very much in their ego, and it's spirit,
oh.
yeah, it worked its way out, fortunately for you. And there will be more of that, where just let Holy Spirit move through it, and the right people, the right things will happen. But, yes,
good.
I do feel good. And, again, it's motive and intention. So you want to put out that divine plan, that the highest divine plan, the right things will happen and for the right reasons to help people, this kind of thing.
Beautiful.
Are they in two different locations?
Yes. One is at a major Ivy League university, Princeton,
okay.
and the other one is actually in an actual theater.
Oh, great. Okay, interesting. Okay. Yeah. No, and they're both going to be very similar but different. They have very different frequencies to them, but they will actually tie into one another more than it looks like right now.
Oh, thank you. Sounds wonderful.
And thank you for calling in. We wish you a lot of luck.
I travel and do things and do speaking and do events too. So every once in a while, keep me in mind for something in the future.
I will. I got your number. Repeat your number again. That'll be wonderful.
Okay.
Please repeat that number again, Marlene.
Yeah, it's 317-259-8001. And I'm on Facebook as well. I have a Marlene Isaacs Kaufman. I'm on Facebook. And then I have my other page is Marlene Isaacs Kaufman Center of Peace.
Thank you, Marlene. I'll give you a call.
All right.
Okay. What's your name again?
Caroline.
Caroline. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Caroline. And we're going to try to take another caller here, 551. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tasha, and I'm calling from New Jersey. I just wanted to know if you saw my physical going, like all my testing stuff going well on Friday so I can get the official job position.
Oh, okay. Is that your real name?
Yes.
Oh, that's an awesome name. I like it. That's a very good name. You are a passionate person about things. Yeah, I do. I feel like you have your ducks in a row. And the only thing, try to get rest, because I feel like you have kind of adrenal fatigue. I feel like you've been very stressed. But this is a culminating time for you. But yes, I do. I feel really good about it.
Okay, so everything going well on Friday, because I know they want to do blood work and all types of tests, and I'm just nervous about it.
Yeah, don't be nervous because you're stressing your body. Do deep breathing, try to relax, try to, just really rest, because I think, again, I'm hearing like all your ducks in a row, things are going to line up and it'll be fine. You just need to not be so anxious.
Okay, and one more thing. I had another interview today, and I'm trying to figure out why. Like, it's for the same company that I'm in right now, but it just popped up today. Is any significance?
Well, there's like a Tom or Tim or T name that's going to be significant with one of these interviews. So kind of tune into that name or that sound or that name with a company or something. So, well, good luck. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you again for calling in.
And we're almost out of time. We're going to try to take another caller here. And currently, hello, what is your name and where you're calling from? 707?
Hi, Valerie, California.
Oh, hello.
Hey, hello, Valerie.
Hi, hello.
Yes, can you ask a question? We're short on time. Go ahead.
Yes, what do you see coming up first? Is it work or love?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What do you see coming up first? Work or love? Relationship.
Work or love? I seem like they're both going to come together. That's funny. I don't see it as an either or. How funny, right? I think something is connected. It's all connected. It's like a one-stop shopping. How about that?
When does it happen?
It's very. I think between April and July for you, almost every day between April and July, it's going to be easy to be present and actualize that present time, and it's like things speed up. You're going to feel like you're on this really fast track. Instead of feeling like you're walking through mud, things speed up, and you're going to be more and more like you're in the right place, right time for right things to happen. So right now through July is action-packed. So just kind of hang on and open to receive, let go of thinking about things. Really open your heart and really feel the joy of life, and you'll attract that to yourself. You really will. Yeah, you're ready because you've done some good inner work. And so, and there's some things from way past that you're way over, and just know that the good things are, you just need to give yourself permission for them to come in because they're around you already. I feel that very strongly.
So
thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you for calling. I wish you a lot of luck, and You have a great day. I apologize for knocking on the studio over here. We're just about out of time. There's so many people waiting on cue. Marlene, if you could, again, very quickly share your number with everybody that is listening.
Yes, and I have clients all over the world, and people come here in person, but I also, do phone sessions or Skype sessions. 317-259-8001. And I'm on Facebook, and I do a lot of videos, a lot of things on YouTube, and I'm going to be having a subscription service very soon, because I give a lot of in-the-moment information that you won't read in any book to help people. So stay tuned in with me.
Yes, and to everybody waiting on cue that did not get an opportunity to speak to Marlene, we're actually going to take down your information. Marlene will definitely be back with us again doing another segment in the near future. Please go to actglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And I definitely look forward to having everybody back with us again in the future. And Marlene, thank you again for joining us today. It was an honor having you on our show.
Well, thank you. And sending love and healing energy to everyone. Okay, bye-bye.
Yes. Bye.